The bullet journal method, invented by Ryder Carroll, is a process for both long-term goal setting and planning, as well as day-to-day tasks. It's easy to lose energy when we pivot our dreams into actions. In the bullet journal method, goal setting is broken down into an easy-to-understand and executable way that is grounded in unique individual visions and values. I will not go deep into all of the components of this method, but I will give you starting place tips, show you how to set up a daily log, and offer the ways I have customized my own journal for my needs. It's not about total life disruption. It's about accomplishing more by working on less, making small changes that get you closer to where you want to be while releasing what may be getting in the way. The Japanese call this Kaizen. Kai translates to change, while Zen translates to good continual improvement. In other words, good continuous change. The idea that busyness did not equal productivity made my head spin at first. As an out-of-the-closet overachiever, this was a big shift for me. The fact that it was okay and even more productive to have less to do or achieve ran counter to messages I had received academically and through my dance training. Once this idea sank in, it helped me relax a lot and set more reasonable, achievable goals. I even allowed some goals to fly away because over time they were no longer serving my current ambitions. By working in this focused way, we reduce attention residue that occurs when we start a new task before finishing the last one, a term coined by Dr. Sophie Leroy from the University of Minnesota. When we are less focused, we make less progress. The hope with the bullet journal method is that we are able to maintain momentum more easily through focusing on what matters most when it matters most. According to Carroll, happiness comes and goes. No one is perpetually happy. Happiness itself is not the goal, but rather the result of action directed towards our goals. Bullet journaling gave me a place to store my brain so that I could turn it off and live. It helped me remember more through the process of writing and rewriting tasks, which made me feel like I had a real handle on my life and work. It helped me relax, knowing that I didn't have to focus on everything at once. Even in the most stressful moments, I knew that I could turn to a fresh page and sketch an idea, mind map, or brainstorm a challenge and focus the time I had in a more meaningful way. I am innately more emotional and forgetful. Using this method has helped me manage my emotions, be more objective, and remember more. I hope this article serves to help you start your bullet journaling journey with confidence. How I discovered the bullet journal method. It was a crisp fall evening in San Francisco in 2018. While in town for a workshop, my colleague Brian Tarallo and I were enjoying a stroll after our tradition of patronizing a local taco joint. We stumbled upon a little bookstore, the hole-in-the-wall kind that you almost never see. We had to stop in. Upon completing our purchases, we noticed a sign by the register: book signing tonight with Ryder Carroll, author of The Bullet Journal Method. We have to check this out, we said at the same time. Later that evening, we enjoyed Carroll himself speaking about how the popular bullet journal method originated. He talked about his struggles growing up with ADHD and finding that the practice of doodling helped him to focus, but as a child, he was told never to doodle. As an adult, he eventually landed on his own way of taking quick shorthand notes that enabled him not only to remember his task list, but also feel more mindful and relaxed about what he needed to get done. His method allowed him to focus on what was most important and release what he no longer needed to do, enabling him to feel better and do more of what mattered. Eventually, friends who were feeling challenged to find their focus amidst endless to-do lists picked up on the change in Carroll and asked him for help. They encouraged him to share the method, and over time, it evolved into what is now a New York Times bestseller and beloved productivity and mindfulness practice for many. Every task is an experience waiting to be born, Carroll said in his remarks. We are limited and we need to be intentional. Even after meeting Carroll, I did not immediately jump into bullet journaling. I had my own ways of organizing tasks through my email and reminders through my phone. However, about a year after this encounter, I was running a fully operational independent practice that became extremely overwhelming for me, in large part because I just didn't feel like I had a handle on what I needed to get done, or even if things that popped up on my task list were all that important. After an eye-opening therapy session, I gifted myself a personal date night to Barnes & Noble, where I picked up my copy of the book as well as a fresh, dotted Moleskine notebook. Why a notebook? Organizing everything into a notebook means that you have everything you need in one place. There is a discipline involved when we work in this analog way. It is like a mental sanctuary, storing our thoughts, tasks, and experiences, a place where we can go to reflect as well as renew our intentions. Carol reminds us that ideas are born on scraps of paper. I have found myself using my journal to draft new business models and sketch out program ideas in a way that excites me more about the idea than typing it into a Word document. Flipping back through the pages enables you to track your journey through time, reading a page-by-page record of your choices. Now you can easily see changes in your process and reflect on how you are feeling now versus when you started this journal. Holding on to thoughts is like trying to catch a fish with your bare hands, notes Carol. We must externalize our thoughts and lists in order to declutter our minds. Writing something by hand takes longer, but improves our associative thinking, allowing us to make more connections between ideas, imprint the information, remember things better, and retain knowledge longer. Migrating or rewriting tasks is part of the process. Write each task until it is no longer needed or it is complete. This is sort of like Marie Kondo's tidying up method. It takes more time, and you curse her name every time you try to fold a fitted t-shirt into a tiny rectangle, but it sure makes getting dressed a joyous experience when you can quickly find what you need and see what you have. Come back to the blog and read Getting Started to get started with your bullet journal and learn custom tips for how I have made my bullet journal method work for me.